What happens when you meet another podcaster from the other side of the world? Now, I'm from South Africa, remember? But now I'm living in San Diego, and I've come into contact with the podcast angel, and she's all the way in Australia. And this is going to be a fun conversation. This is Karina from Break Fear, Find Freedom, and I'm very excited to introduce to you Anastasia Virkos from The Virkos Show. Hello, Anastasia. How are you today?
Good, good. Thank you, Karina. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I'm so excited and very nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you too. I'm also excited. It's going to be a fun show. Tell us a bit, Anastasia, about how you, I mean, who is Anastasia, first of all?
Okay, who Anastasia is. She's a fighter, that's for sure. A fighter, a survivor, and a dream doer and a dream goer that believes in her passion and her love, not only for what she does, but for humanity, and represents all that in her show, The Virkos Show.
Okay, that's very cool. But tell me a bit more about you.
Okay. My background's Greek. My parents were both Greek, born in Greece and raised here, came across here in Sydney, Australia. I have siblings. I have the siblings I grew up with were four. I have my older sister, my twin brother, and a younger brother. And later on in life, I found out I had a brother, a biological brother, who was adopted. And once Mum passed, God rest her soul, I found him and brought him into the family.
Oh.
So there's five of us, really, but yeah. And yeah, that was a real blessing, that one.
That must have been interesting after, I mean, how many years before you found him, and how did you cope with it? How did you deal with it?
As Anastasia, she's always on a mission. Once Mum passed away, I had to get the rights to the show. Sorry, my mind's on the show. I had to get the rights to find him because there was one parent still alive, which was my dad. Mm-hmm. But I didn't tell my dad. I wanted to do it on my own. So I went on a search to find him, and they denied me access. It took me 1 year to do everything they told me. They denied me access, and then they said to me, listen, because there's one parent that's biological that's alive, you have to get his permission to find the child. And then my mum, when I found out about my brother, she didn't, like, she goes, oh, let's find him. And then she'd stop because of the fear. She had fear. If he was dead, did he suffer? Did he get abused? So she said, okay, let's find him. I do all the paperwork, and then she'd back off. No. And it kept going like that for a few years. And then when she passed, it happened where I thought, I have to find him. And she said, don't tell your dad, don't tell your dad. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, now I've got to, that was in my head. And she passed, and I thought, how am I going to tell my dad that I have to find this child? And then it was an instinct in me to find him. And there's a story of how I found him as well. But I'll get back to what you were asking. Cut a long story short, my dad gave me permission. I found him within a week and a half.
Wow, nice.
I was on a mission. Could have been anywhere in the world, but it was here in Australia, thank God.
Oh, anyway, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful story. And then I found him, and then I contacted him. And it was an incredible journey from there. Like, he was brought up differently from us. We were brought up Greek background parents. He was brought up the Australian parents. I don't know. It's so overwhelming, that story. And there's so much to say how I found him. But the feeling was amazing. And he's a beautiful soul. He's like Mum. Like, my mum sort of exited, and he came and took Mum's place. That's how I felt, because I was very close to my mum. And when my mum left, it's sort of he stepped in. And we're very close. He met my dad first, and then the next day he met the whole family, the uncles, the brothers, the sisters, the nieces, the nephews, everyone. So it was a big, big event, but a very big blessing. And it happened so easily and naturally for both of us. Mm. And again, when I did contact him, because I found him, the ball was in his court. I thought he can make the moves. It's up to him, because it was a shock for him as well, you know. So, yeah, it all went beautifully, and we're still in contact till today.
Wow, that's beautiful. So I love that story. So did he know that he had siblings?
Well, it's funny you say that, because he didn't know anything about us. He knew he was adopted. That's all he knew. He knew mm-hmm. he was adopted. Mm. And when I actually received a call from him, because what happened was once I got his birth certificate and I went on the search, I had to go to the electoral people and type in his name in the computer and find out how many names come under that name in Australia. Yeah. And then there was 88 of them. So I had to sit and handwrite them. I wasn't allowed to take a picture. I wasn't allowed to email or anything. So I handwritten all these names. And then what I did was, it took me 2 days. I wrote a personal letter and I sent them all out. So in that first week, I started getting calls. I posted them out. The latest was Thursday, the last one. And then I started getting calls. So by Monday, Tuesday, which was already how many days, I was sick of getting calls, but he wasn't the one. And I was getting disheartened. Yes. Anyway, by Tuesday, I sort of was giving up. And then I finally got the call. And it said, hello. And I go, hi. He goes, I'll say his name, because eventually everyone's going to know him, Peter Bennett. And I go, yeah, and? Because I was fed up at that time. I thought, he's another one, you know. He goes, this is Peter Bennett, son of blah, blah, blah. And I go, I was like that. I couldn't speak. Usually I'm a very outspoken person. I couldn't speak for a couple of seconds. And I go, do you know what this is in regards to? He goes, yes, you're my sister. I was like, wow. I go, how did you know? He goes, just the way you worded the letter, I knew it, because I knew I was adopted. So yes. We got into a conversation, and then I said, listen, if you want to know more about the situation, you want to meet your siblings and everything, let me know. So I left it at him. The next day he rang me and asked for a few more questions, and then following that, 2 weeks later, he goes, I'm ready to meet everyone. So I flew interstate, because he lives interstate, and I introduced him to Dad, and then I introduced him to the rest of the family. So it was overwhelming, and it was an amazing experience, because the aunties, the uncles, the cousins, everyone were so excited. They go, about time someone brought him in the family. Everyone knew about him, but yeah, no one did anything about him. So it was a beautiful experience.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to ask you, did you find out freedom in that? Because how long was it that you knew about you had another brother? When did you find out?
I'd say about 10 years I knew of him. But like I said, because Mum had fear, and this is fear with freedom. So because, like, she wanted to find him, but she always kept pulling back.
Yeah.
Then I asked my brother, the one that got adopted, I said, did you ever do a search to look for us? And he goes, no, because I was scared. Maybe she died at birth. Maybe she suffered. Maybe. So the fear was fear from the mother. The son drew them apart. So to me, all right, Mum passed. She didn't get to experience it. But I did for her. I found that freedom in reuniting him with his father and his siblings and his uncles and his cousins. So I did find freedom in that. And I found it for my mum as well.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful, because you found her like in person, and she probably was with you anyway during at that time.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'll tell you something, Karina. It was my auntie sitting outside on the balcony. When I introduced him to our father, he went inside. And my auntie and I and his partner that he's with, my brother, were sitting on a table outside, and we just thought we'll let the father and son bond for a few minutes before we go in. And lo and behold, no word of a lie, I'll never forget this, It was a clear blue sky. One cloud flew over the sky, one cloud. And on my auntie's hand, there was three teardrops, water drops. Oh, I call them teardrops. I felt it was like, yeah, I'm going to get emotional. Wow. I'll never forget it. It was like, I call them teardrops. And because I have strong faith and I believe in the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, I think that was just a sign saying she was watching over it, like on the day, and she was emotional too. Like we were all like in awe. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I love that story. Yeah, that's really beautiful.
Oh, sorry.
that's good. That's good. there's no shame in that at all.
Yeah.
How did it change your life?
I'll tell you how it changed my life. It brought a lot of peace. It brought a lot of freedom and a lot of happiness to all of us, my aunties, my uncles, even my father. He found closure and inner peace in finding him. We were just so grateful, and so was he. It's like we've all been united like we were supposed to. So I just found it incredible because Mum left and he's there for me. Like I know if I call him, he answers. He's always there, and vice versa. So that's where I found the freedom more so than ever, that I've got that connection with him now. When Mum left, because I was very close to my mother. And I can talk to him like I talk to my mother 2-3 in the morning. We can stay up and talk, you know. He's an amazing soul. I'm truly blessed and grateful.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. I love that. Well done for doing that. It took a lot of courage. I mean, you could have also thought, well, you know what, I'm afraid. What happens? You know, what if he doesn't want me? What if he was dead? What if? And you didn't. You had the courage to do it. And you changed so many. I mean, not only your life and his life, but other people as well. So that is beautiful.
Yeah, it just brought so much peace to the family. Like, I remember he was walking in and he looks like my younger brother, exactly like my younger brother, but a shorter version. Mm-hmm. And everyone just looked at him, and there was about 50 of us. I'll never forget it, that day. Then he walks in, everyone just started crying and started hugging him. And, my gosh. Amazing story. I brought inner peace to all of us, which was the missing piece of the puzzle to the family. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Beautiful story. Well, tell me about Anastasia, the podcaster.
There's so much to say. I think through all my trials and tribulations, well, I mean, we all have them, but through all my past experiences, I said to myself, you know what, so many years have gone past and I have suffered and I have lost and I have gone through so much. I thought, you know what, I've got to wake up to what's happening in my life and I've got to change it. When I found myself, I thought, you know what, I've got to do something to help others. If I can help others get through that struggle in a shorter period of time, and not dwell, because I was dwelling. I thought if I could make that difference in people's lives by sharing other people's stories and give people a platform to speak their truth, well, then I'm going to do it. And how I sat and worked out the whole plan was, I was big on Facebook. People were following. I was inspiring with my posts. And then I thought, you know what? Okay, let's sit down and do a game plan here. So I sat down one weekend. I drew up, like, okay, I've got Facebook. Okay, Google, what's the biggest platform in the world? Facebook. Okay, use that platform.
Yes.
And then I found out about other social media platforms. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to start a show on Facebook, because no one's done a show on Facebook. This was about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I started it. And I remember at the time, Mitzi Elliott, he's a celebrity in America, he inboxed me because we were friends. And he goes, what's this I hear about a show on Facebook? I'll never forget it. I said, oh, Mitzi, you know, I'm thinking of starting a show and blah, blah, blah. And he's an ex-talk show host too. And I got some advice from him. I said, what do you think? He goes, you know, you're putting your name on the line and your reputation. I go, yeah, I know that. Because it takes a lot of guts to do what you're doing. But you know what, girl? You go for it because you've got the guts. He goes, just put your content out there and trust me, people will come to you. That was the best advice he gave me.
Yes.
So what I did was I started looking for people on AFTERS. It's an Australian Film and Television. It's like a college where they go and learn how to film and television. So I thought I'll put an ad there to get a film crew. Here's me thinking I've got to start big all the time. I didn't think I could do it just with the phone. So I'll never forget it. I interviewed three people. I got down to two brothers. I got them to start filming. And then we started filming every week. And I had no idea about the industry. I had no idea whatsoever. All I knew was that I wanted to change people's lives and make them realize, to awaken to who they really are, and they don't have to suffer. You know, that comes within us, you know, that suffering. We think there's no way out, but there always is. So that's why I did it. And then I hired the brothers. We started one episode a week, and then 21 episodes later, I got a phone call from overseas saying, you know, stop producing your show. We want to publish your book and produce your show. And it was a company, London and America.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know, does this really happen 5.5 months later? So kind of long story short, that was all in the making and everything. And then COVID hit, and then everything else happened. And the show, I had to make a decision. They told me, no shot, no show. And I said, what do I do? Oh, my gosh, because I'm not vaccinated. So this was the biggest decision of my life. I said, do I go for the gold, the glory, or do I stay true to myself and start again from scratch and do it my way? So I knocked it back. And then I'm not going to lie, no word of a lie. I was devastated for about 2-3 days thinking, oh, my gosh, I waited for so long for this lucky break. And then they're telling me this. But then I said, you know what, I've got faith, I believe, and obviously it wasn't meant to go down that road. Mm. So after 3 days, a close friend of mine goes to me, Anastasia, why don't you start your show up on your own? And I said, oh, you know, I don't know. It's been, you know, so long and that. She goes, no, it's where you left it. Just start it up again. Yes, she goes to me. Yes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know what? You know, I might take her advice. So I did in June this year. I started up again, and I did it with no vaccination, no nothing, just my mobile phone.
Nice.
Mind you, in that period of time, I'd lost everything because I invested everything in the dream. Mm. So I had to start from scratch even in my life behind the scenes. So I was going through that as well as trying to have a comeback from the show. So lo and behold, everything's working out perfect. I conquered my fear of not good enough. I felt like I didn't achieve what I was supposed to. I felt like I lost a battle that I thought that was my way out. It was just that one avenue. And I thought, you know, London, America, network, everything. So I got to admit, since doing it on my own and having my faith, it's been so much more rewarding, and everyone's coming to me now, but they're coming to me in their truth, in their honesty, in their loyalty, in their creativity. And the beauty of it is now I get to make decisions now with my show, which way I want to steer it, which way I want to go, and no one's controlling it. So it's been a blessing, and I've made the most incredible contacts. And I can only say that I'm glad I conquered my fear, because I was so focused on the destiny, the outcome, I forgot to live in the here and the now.
Yes.
And because my vision was always ahead, and I was just, oh, my gosh, it's going to be great, it's going to be America, this and that, I'd stopped living in that period of time. Because my focus was, oh, when am I going to get the news? When am I going to get the news? When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And disappointment after disappointment. And then all this happened with COVID. And then it was just a real reality check for me after that. I said, I'll be true to myself. I'll do it my way this time. And I'm going to enjoy the journey now. And whatever lies ahead, whatever comes to me, I'll face it then and there, and I'll make decisions. And that's what's happening. But I had to step out of my own way. I had to really step out of my own way and just stay in the moment and enjoy this journey and don't focus on the destiny, where it's going to lead you. You know where it's going to lead you deep down inside. You're just going to enjoy the journey, see the people you're making, the contacts, and everyone that's coming to you, and then I make my own decisions from there. So, yeah, it's going great. Well, I wouldn't think a few months ago I'd be interviewing actors, musicians, so many gifted and talented people. I had no idea it would happen so quickly and everything moving so fast.
I love it. Yeah. So it's because I think, how did you conquer that self-doubt? So many people live with that self-doubt and they found it so hard to conquer it. And that was like the beginning for you, right? So how did you do it? What did you do?
Like I said, I think those 3 days, I was like, I just felt like I lost my whole life. I was devastated. And then I think, Anastasia, get yourself together. You know who you are. You know what you're capable of. You know that you're limitless. You know that the world is yours. So these are the things I was saying to myself. I said, you've got this, girl. And lucky I had my friend Catherine who gave me that advice, and he's still by my side till today. I know if I pick up the phone and ask for advice, she'll be the one that says it straight, you know, and direct. Yes, and someone needs someone like that in their life. And thank goodness for her. And I thought, do you know, remember who you are, she goes to me. I remember meeting you at the gym and you changed my life when I came across your path. This is what you do. This is your natural gift to the world. So get your show up and running again. And I've got to live and lead by example. And like I said, I think we need to deal with it, accept what's happened, let that emotion go, and then regain yourself. Stand in your power and say, you know what, this is not how it's going to end. This is just the comeback. This is the beginning. And that's what I did. It was just like about 3 days. 3 days I needed to get it out of my system. The pain, the hurt, the anger, whatever I felt, I thought, get it out, Anastasia, pick yourself up and start doing what you love again. And that's what happened. And within 3 days, I acted up my social media platform. I was off all my platforms, actually. I was off social media for 3.5 years.
Yes.
So I had to activate all that, and then I thought, okay, I got it, and everyone was missing me. Everyone didn't ask me about what happened or nothing, and I felt more comfortable about that. And then that was a fear within myself as well. Mm-hmm. And then when I put myself back out, then I thought that, oh, my God, we miss you, this and that. Then I got the confidence, and I thought, you know what? Fear gone. No more fear now. Come on, girl, we've got this. We've got to start your show again. So that's what I did. I thought, yeah, so it's been blessing after that. I had to let go of that fear. And that, when you do, that fear is only within you. You create it yourself.
Yes.
So once you release it within yourself, and actually I believe you've got to forgive yourself as well. There's got to be forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Forgive the others that were involved in the situation. And you know what? It frees you up. Road is clear. Let's move forward. So, yeah, and I'm here today and now I'm fearless. No matter what comes across my path now, I notice another thing in life, what you resist persists. That saying is so true. Always, when anything comes in your life, you look at it, you resolve it then and there, and then you move on. And that just frees you up. That's your freedom. That's your freedom.
Yes.
That's what I believe is the freedom, is facing everything, dealing with it, and letting it go and keep moving forward.
I love that. I love that beautiful definition of freedom. I love that, Anastasia. So this whole freedom thing is beautiful. But what I'm thinking about is it's also about finding your truth, right? So how do you know what your truth is? How did you know I mean, we'll just go back a bit. I know this is two questions, but it's sort of you know, together. You decided you didn't want your vaccination. Okay, and that's a whole big conversation. We're not going to go down that road. But it made an impact on the way your life turned out. How did you decide? I mean, you could have gone the other way. It wouldn't have mattered. How did you know that that was your truth and that was what you needed to do? So how did you find that and how did you know that?
Number one, I don't want to put anything foreign in my body. Now, if that's my belief, I have to be true to that.
Yes.
If I could easily say, and I'm not against anyone that gets it, don't get me wrong, each to their own, but it's just my choice. So I thought to myself, do I stay true to myself or do I go for it? But when I go for it, that's not my truth. So that's how I separate it. And, of course, I've got my faith where I say, you know what? I say to God, God, I know you've got this and you're directing me in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to have faith and trust in you. And I'm going to stick by my truth. So that's how I see the difference. I don't veer off, no matter how tempting it is, I don't go down that road. I stay true to me. So that's how I deal with it. That's how I know my truth is, I stick by my truth and I follow my truth. I always believe that there's always something better. And I think that God was just protecting me not to go down that road. So that's how I see it. That's how I see it. So, and I trust in him. I trust in him and I just go with the flow now. And always, if I do want to really find my truth too, with certain decisions where I'm umming and ahhing, I'll take my time and then I'll say, God, which direction shall I go? And it's always the direction of what feels good, what feels comfortable, what feels happy, and overwhelming. And I just go with feeling as well.
Yes. That I commend you for that, because a lot of people would have thought, well, you know, hey, whatever it is, oh, you know what, I better do it, I better compromise myself. But of course, at the risk of, I mean, if you had compromised yourself, if you had gone down that route and done something that you didn't believe in, you would have hated yourself and it would have ended up badly anyway. Even if you felt like that was, you know, that was the thing you wanted to do. Okay, sorry. I don't know what happened there. Sorry, I'll just fix
that's
it. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I find that it's, or especially in us in this field and industry, and we're putting ourselves out there. Yeah. I believe you've got to live your truth and be the truth. Now, through the highs and the lows, I show people all aspects of me. Like example, I showed them recently, I told them a bit of story about a person I knew, but that person was me. At the end, I revealed it was me. How my struggles, like I remember at one stage before I moved in here, I was living in a place where I didn't have furniture. I only had a mattress and I slept on the floor, but people didn't know that. And I had to borrow a little kid's chair to sit on to do my recordings. Like, and people don't know that though. So I'm living and leading by example. So I believe I've got to be true to myself, because if you can't be true to yourself and speak your truth, then you're making it up as you go. And I just believe it causes, like, every story will be different down the path as you go, because you don't know what the truth is from the lie. So to me, this is what you get. I'm transparent. What you see is what you get. And I will speak my truth, but I'm always nice about it.
No
matter how difficult the situation is, I don't believe two wrongs make a right. I just believe this is who I am and live and breathe your truth.
Yes. So is that freedom for you?
Oh, big time. I think, you know what, coming from a strict Greek family where the woman is not supposed to speak, not supposed to have a mind of her own and all that, like, to me, where I am today is like I'm in awe with myself. Like, I'm just doing what makes Anastasia happy. And when Anastasia's happy, the whole world around her is happy. And that's how I see it now. Like I remember in my darkest days, everything was going wrong. Mm-hmm. Everything was going wrong. And I was quick enough to blame someone else for my life. I was quick enough to blame the whole world for my life. So I was, you know, I was even blaming God at one stage, you know, and I lost my faith. Yeah. And then I had to make a full U-turn. When I changed and found myself within here, that's when my life changed. Because they say go within or go without. That's a very true saying.
So what was that shift? So what happened to take you from being this victim where the whole world's against you and you blame the world to someone who's empowered and stands in her truth and is powerful and, and you know, speaks your truth, is authentic? What happened? How did you go from one to the other?
It started first, strict Greek parents, that getting strength from there. Then I got into a marriage where it wasn't love because I didn't know love. I was young. I was only 29 and he was 28. So I got into a marriage to escape the family life of the strictness, thinking, oh, I have my freedom. I moved into state. I had no family. Cut a long story short, wasn't a great marriage. It was physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse. Wow. Financial abuse. So it was
a bigger prison. So from one prison, you went into an even bigger prison, even more confined.
And inside me, I was dying. I remember getting to one stage where I felt like committing suicide 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I had to change my life again. And then I said, from a controlling father, then to this, I've got to make a change. So I made a change. And then coming out of that marriage, it was tough. I went through my trials and tribulations with that really, really massive. So, again, it was 3 stages then. And then at the end, I ended up with stage 3 cancer. I had to have a hysterectomy. It just killed me. It was constantly illness. My body was in pain. I suffered so much. And then I had to put a stop. One stage in my life, I thought, you know what? I've got to take the reins of my life because in the past I haven't. It hasn't gotten me anywhere. Yeah. So when I did make that decision, it was amazing. I conquered a lot of fears and I gained a lot of freedom because coming from a Greek family, when you leave your husband, especially a woman, if she leaves her husband, they put it down and they put it to shame. So I remember for the 5 years, I'm tracking a little bit back so you can understand. When I did leave him, I was 5.5 years in isolation because I didn't want to be seen out there. I didn't want to, what are people going to say? What are this? What are that? So I was just, I can't explain it. I was at a standstill in my life where nothing was working out. Then I sat down one day and I said, you know what, take reins. What does Anastasia love? Because I was always doing everything for everyone, I didn't know what I loved.
Yeah.
So I had to find myself again. I did the work. I put, okay, I love training. I love looking after myself. I love fashion. I love this. So I wrote a big list and started heading toward those things. And then I met this incredible guy who was my personal trainer at the time. And he goes to me, you're so isolated. All right, you come to the gym, you go home, but that's all you do. You've got so much to offer to the world. And I see this beautiful person. What can you do about it, Anastasia? I said, well, people keep hurting me. This is what I always say in the outside world. And he goes, okay, we'll get you started a website. We'll get you on social media and this and that. And lo and behold, from that stage, everything led up to my show and standing in my power and finding my freedom. So that was my turning point when I had to actually sit down and I had to do the work within here. If you don't do the work.
Yes, of course. It's not gonna happen. I love that because it takes a lot of courage to, because it's very easy to be a victim. It's very easy to sit in that victimhood and to point fingers at everyone and say, hey, it's your fault or it's my mother's fault or my uncle's fault or whoever's fault it is. Yep. It's so easy. But if you really think about it, it's not easy because once you realize that you've got the power within you and you're powerful and you've got control in your life, you don't have to listen to anybody, you know. You don't have to blame anyone for anything because that's just you're just giving them your power. So if you take it back, you take it back, and you realize how powerful you are, and you realize you can create your own life. And it takes a bit of courage for you as well, being from a Greek family background. I mean, I'm from an Italian background. It's the same kind of thing, you know. Okay. What will the people think? You can't do this because what will that one say? And you can't do that because what will the other one say? So it takes a lot of courage. And I'm speaking like for myself as well. It takes a lot of courage to say, you know what? I don't care what you say. This is who I am. And if you don't like it, oh, well. So
I always say, love me or leave me. That's my favorite song. Love me or leave me. But one thing I have noticed is through the journey, it's life is simple. It really is.
Yeah.
People complicate it. This is what I've realized through everything that I've gone through. I've realized that we ask for too much. We want to keep up with the Joneses, say, or we want a better house, want a better car. When really, I believe I had to go through what I had to go through to be who I am today, strip me away from everything to find who I am, because outside circumstances or outside exterior, how can I word this? It doesn't bring you the happiness and the joy. It's got to come from within, that happiness and the joy, and you've got to find it within yourself. And what I've realized now, that if I'm here in this present moment, and if I'm not making the most of this present moment, I'm missing out on my whole life, because the only moment we have is this moment. So why are we stressing about tomorrow or the future or what's happened in the past? Because it hasn't happened. Just as we walk, this is how my experience, as I'm walking on this journey now, I just focus day to day on what I have to get done, what I have to do. And then I notice when I take care of today in this moment, the next steps ahead automatically take care of themselves. I'm not neglecting. I'm not, I haven't got any barriers up. I face everything and I keep moving forward. And life, I believe, and through my experience, it just keeps getting easier and easier and easier. When it's just a constant flow. But we've got to focus on the here and the now in this present moment, because that's the only time we have. Even our moment of us talking here is between, this is what we have. So let's make the most of it.
Yes, I agree with you. And it's always conversations like this that you can connect with people and you can have the conversations and you can share this, you know, what you're feeling, which is really a beautiful thing as well. So I love that. So what about what fears do you have now?
You know what, it's funny you say that, because I made a pact to myself, to Anastasia, that when she left her ex-husband, she will never fear anyone or anything ever again in her life. And I made a promise to myself and I stuck by it.
Nice.
So, I don't really fear anything. I think fear's man-made. We've created it. And it just, the more we instill it within ourselves, a fear of anything, it just keeps growing. We keep feeling, keeps growing. And it grows so big that it, how can I say it? It overtakes your whole life, your thinking, your living, and then when you dismiss it, what fear was there? There was nothing. So it's too much, it's too much focus on something that really doesn't exist. It really, I believe, fear, to me, I don't believe it exists anymore in my life, and I won't allow it to. Yes.
So how does that make your life different?
Oh my gosh, like your show, the freedom. you're a free spirit, you feel lighter, and you know that you can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it. And like you said before, we create our reality. Yes. So why don't we create a damn good one, you know? And I know through my trials and tribulations, I know it's taken me years to get to where I am today. I think if only I knew this back in my 20s or in my teens, I would have, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to be this way in order for me to be where I am today. And I believe that my experience that I've had in the past have been a blessing, believe it or not. I know some people can say, how can you say that? I could say that really consciously and proudly, I'm glad I have, because the guests I have on my show, when I interview them and they say certain things, I've gone through that. I can connect with what they've said, and I can understand and put myself in their position and have that connection. And I just think it's been a blessing, because if I had given everything on a silver platter, say from day one, and I didn't go through my trials and tribulations, I feel like I couldn't have connected with the guests that I have on my show. That's how I feel. I think my journey was meant for me to be where I am here today, to do what I'm doing today.
Yes, I love that. It's beautiful. So, Anastasia, what's in store for you? I mean, I know we live in the present moment, right? But what is in store for you in the future?
To be honest, because I, like you said, I'm always in the present moment, I think I've learned not to focus so much, or I don't really do focus on the future. To be honest with you, I'm just focusing on the here and now and enjoying it and making the most of it. And I find the more I'm doing that and the more I'm in that constant joy and the happiness, I just see things coming to me. I don't know what they are, but when they do come, I've got a choice of the decisions I can make with it. And then that opens other doors and other avenues. And I just believe just go along with that, because if I put so much attention on the future, or I say, okay, this is where I want to be, whatever, I'm putting so much focus. And if I don't accomplish it within myself, I think, what have I done wrong? Then there's questioning that. And I thought, you know what? There's too much stress and it's too much worrying and too much. You know what? I'm not focusing again on the here and the now. So that's me. That's how I deal with life. So I don't focus so much on the future, if that answers your question. I'm just enjoying the here and now, thinking, I don't know how much time. Tomorrow's not even promised. We don't know if we're going to get up tomorrow. So why? This is how I see it. So why should I focus so far ahead when I could be in here and just seeing everything what represents me and enjoy it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I agree with you, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you like other people focus on houses or cars and that? And I think, you know what? That was the old way of living, and that stress. And I don't want to live that way anymore. I just want to enjoy my life and knowing that I'm going to be taken care of one way or another. I just know I will.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a minimalist. I don't care about stuff much, you know. For me, it's more about connection and people and, you know, connecting with people and helping people. And
yes,
that's the kind of thing. So I really don't.
We're blessed because we've got platforms where we can do that. Like we're talking today and connecting, and we can use it for good or bad.
Yes.
Our social, yeah. So we're using it for good. And I find that being a minimalist, I find that you learn to go without, and the outside world doesn't affect you anymore.
Yes.
You're on a mission for humanity. That's what I find.
Yes.
I don't know if you're like that. Like you said, like I know with you, like I can refer you to so-and-so, so-and-so. I believe that people come across your path and you get to make a choice. Are you going to help each other rise, or is someone going to take something away from you? So I'm very wise with who I choose in my life and who I have around me now, because I feel like if we're not here to complement each other and rise together, well, then I don't have time for you. That's just me.
Yes.
I don't know if you're like that.
You know what it's about, helping each other, because if we support each other and because the world is abundant, right? And we can just help each other and grow together, what more do we want? Because at the end of the day, it's all about love. And I know that sounds so Pollyannish, but
I've got a massive tattoo on my back. It says love. I'm a love girl. Everything stems from love. And it's true. And we're actually blessed to be in a time on earth at the moment. I know some people don't think that, but I think it's an awakening call. I believe COVID was a blessing. It really was a blessing for people to wake up. Do you want to keep doing what you're doing? Do you think outside the box? Like my decision when I made to go overseas, I thought outside the box. I thought I'm not going to get caught up with contracts and other stuff, like what they wanted me to do. They want to change my appearance. They wanted me to change my vocabulary. So I thought, that's not who I am. This is not me. I have to be true to me.
Yes.
So this is the blessing, and I find that we connect a lot more with like-minded people when we're in that consciousness as well.
Yes, yes, because people can connect with your authenticity.
Yes.
So, and that if people, you know, you can feel it. You can feel the authenticity, whether you like it or not, and you can feel the barriers. Well, on that beautiful note, how, Anastasia, can people find you?
Okay, there's quite a few platforms actually. On Facebook, I've got the Virgos Show page, and I've got Anastasia Virgos. I've got Instagram again, Anastasia Virgos is my personal, and then I've got the Virgos Show. I'm on TikTok, the Virgos Show. I'm on Pinterest, the Virgos Show, and I'm on LinkedIn, the Virgos Show. So I've got quite a few platforms going, and of course, YouTube.
Yes, of course, YouTube. Okay, well, all the details.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Where can they find you for my viewers?
Well, I'm on YouTube. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Well, that was a beautiful conversation. Is there anything you'd like to tell our viewers before we leave?
Okay. I'd like to tell everyone to remember who they are. Be true to themselves in all ways and always. And love unconditionally, forgive, and never judge.
On that beautiful note, thank you so much, Anastasia. It was such an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. And we'll have to have a few months' time, you know, and see where you're at and what you've been doing, because it's always fun to see. So thank you so much. Honor and a pleasure to have you. And
I thank you so much, Karina. Thank you so much. You're such a beautiful soul. It's great to connect. I thank you for your time as well. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anastasia. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.